Okay, thank you. Welcome to Mitake Green Chapel. Sorry I was late. That's part of a prayer request. This is our time for sharing and prayer requests. So you know I shared last week that Art brought my son to Hiroshima Station last Saturday, a week ago. They met with Horikawa Sensei and had a conversation. And then our son, Micah, he didn't want to stay with Art and Darcy anymore. So they let him out there. I mean, he said goodbye, and he was at Hiroshima Station with his things. He had a backpack and a couple of bags. And the reason I wasn't here for prayer is he's still in Hiroshima, it seems like. He's still, Toshe was texting with him this morning, and he was telling her he wanted to come to our house to get more of his things, but he doesn't need more things. He has a big backpack filled up, and he's got two other bags, so he's on the move. He doesn't need more things. So she wrote to him, no, you don't need anything else. You have what you need. And then he wrote back, well, I'm going to go in the house. I'm going home now. I'm going to go in the house. And Toshi, she couldn't remember if she locked the back sliding glass door of our house. So I dashed home, and sure enough, it was not locked. So I locked it, and I checked the house, and there's nobody there. So our son is not at home, but he wrote her a little later that he said he will get a bus to this afternoon or tonight back to Osaka. He told her that in a text message just this afternoon. So that's just a prayer request. Just pray that our son will follow through, because he's been saying this. Since the time he came back here from the Kansai, he's been saying now he wants to go back to the Kansai. So this was his thinking. I know it sounds probably kind of strange that when he went to the Kansai from Art and Darcy's house before, he said that wasn't really his timing, that he felt like he was kind of, Art gave him an ultimatum, you know, you follow the rules we have, and if you don't, then I'm going to take you to Hiroshima Station, and you'll have to go. And so he felt like he didn't really resolve the situation with Art, I guess, Art and Darcy. So he came back, and he lived with them for, I guess, what was it, a couple of months? And now, I guess, now he feels like he's resolved it. This time he said goodbye. He was on friendly terms. Again, he was not willing to follow their instructions of, you know, a regular daily schedule and I guess other things. But he feels like interpersonally it's been, you know, he's on good terms in that sense. So he feels like he's ready to go back to Osaka. So if you could all pray that he'll go back to Osaka, that's where he wants to go. And, you know, he's got to find his way in life. You know, he's got to deal with the reality of his life, and I believe that'll bring him to God as he faces life on life's terms. So if you could pray for our son for that. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, Toshi and I will take our younger son, Luke, to Onoda, that's near Ube City, not far from Shimonoseki, he's going into university there, and he'll be living there. We've got the apartment set up and everything, and he'll be moving in next Saturday, April the 4th. And I know we're both going to be really sad. You know, he's our youngest, and we still have Amy living with us, of course, so it's not an empty nest, but there's something about, you know, losing a family member that you feel like you're losing one when they move out. So, but please pray for Luke also. We're trying to get everything, figure out what all he will need and to bring him there next Saturday. So I'd just ask a prayer request for Luke. And I don't know, Pastor Chris, I thought I'd mention this right away. And I don't know how many of the rest of you know this. We had an online prayer session. What day was that, Chris? Was that on Friday? So we did that on Friday. And now Chris has an ambitious plan to switch over to Zoom, to another platform, I think. So I was in the meeting on Friday, the online prayer meeting, and I saw Grace. I saw you were trying to get in, and it said they only allow 8, and I felt so bad. I thought, oh, I should drop out. I should just drop out and let her in. But you know, I didn't want other people to worry. But so I've attended others. I've participated in other Zoom meetings before, and I think Zoom is a great platform. So if you're interested in that, please talk to Pastor Chris. That's something I think we could have midweek prayer, perhaps. So that's a great, great thing. But those are my two prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests you'd like us to pray for, please come up and share, and I'll lead us in prayer at the end. So please come and share.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I'm so happy to see all of you. And I want to thank you for praying for me. Because I told you we just have about a week in our Hoikuen, and I thought, what can we do for our Hoikuen friends? I don't know the rules of Hoikuen or everything. So I thought, how am I going to give Bibles and gifts to children without causing trouble or problem with the school management? So what I did on Monday, I asked Hiroshi Sensei for some Bibles. Actually, I took them and I stole them, then told him later. I forgot to talk to him. So I just carried and told him I've not opened them. If it's fine, I'll use them. If not, I'll just bring them back. He said, please use them and let me know if you need more. So on Sunday, we began writing letters, just saying thank you for being a good friend of ours. And we just hope you can gambate in your shogako. And then I just mentioned that so Joyce wrote her letter and I wrote my letter for each of the kids. And then I just said, I put here a book, it's called a Bible. You can't read now, but when you grow up, please read it. Thank you. So now I don't know how to give them out. So on Monday morning I carried, we have a list of 13 friends we want to give. So on Monday morning, I just carried two of them. I planned that I'll be carrying two per day so that within 1 week I can give. So I carried two of them in the morning, and I just went and said the normal asana aisatsu, and I gave the teacher on duty. She said, yes, I will give to the class teacher. But then later on, I went to work and thought about it. This is something I'm going to be doing every day. This is hard work for the teacher on duty. So I had better ask for permission first to do this. So when I came in the evening, I was so nervous. I'm sorry, I don't know why. I just get so nervous when I have something ahead of me and I don't know the reaction, how it's going to be. So I told the class teacher of Joyce, I want to talk to you. She said, what? She was not there. So I told the other teacher who was assisting, I want to talk to Joyce's class teacher. I said, she's not here, she's in the office. Can you tell me what you want? I tried to explain and she said, okay, let me just call the class teacher. So she came and I explained to her, I gave the excuse that we are separating with most of our friends and we just want to give them a gift. Would you let us do it? Because I know it's hard work for you teachers because I can't give the parents directly. Each of us comes to pick the children different times. So there's no way we all of us meet. And unfortunately, I don't know the fathers of these children and their mothers. Joyce knows them, but I don't know. So knowing someone is one thing, bringing their gift, and I can't bring all the gifts the same day. So it was a bit complicated. So the teacher told me, wait, you want to give the whole class gifts? I said, no, I just have about 10 or more friends to give. I said, I already brought two in the morning. I think you saw them, but I want to bring more every day. She said, okay, wait, I'll go and ask the school management. So I'm just saying, okay, what are they going to do? I don't know, yeah. So she went to talk to the main office to talk to the school management and just explain to them that Joyce's mother wants to give gifts. Of course, I can't say a Bible. So she wants to give gifts and a letter to Joyce's classmates, and is it fine? So we wait and wait. She's taking long and I'm wondering. So she comes back and she tells me, okay, this is what we are going to do. You can bring the gifts and just give the teacher on duty because sometimes I'm not there. So what I will do, I cannot give the parents, but I'll be putting in the child's bag that gift. I just put directly in the child's bag and the child will take it home in the evening. So I say, thank you, God, that they can let me do this. So from the next day, I can freely just bring the gifts, give and whoever teacher is on duty, and just tell them, please give to her teacher. She will give in the children's bag. So we've been busy, you know, writing letters. Japanese letters is not easy for us. Yeah, in Japanese. I cannot write in English because these kids, they're all Japanese. And yeah, so Joyce is writing and I'm writing and Joyce is tired. You know, 13 letters means we are writing like two or three every day. But God gave us the grace and we've managed to write at least until the end of this week. So one day we just made a blunder. You know, we are writing so many of them and one day I just say to Joyce, it will be too bad if we forget to put, you know, we are putting a Bible, a letter, and a gift. But I just said, we can make a mistake, and we made a mistake. We put someone's letter in a different person's bag. So in the evening, we come and we find the letter for the other boy. And thank God he's our good friend, this boy. So I say, tomorrow we will tell him, please return that letter. We put the gift and the Bible was his name, but the letter, we forgot his name and put another boy's letter in his bag. So the good thing, the next day, his father met me. And I just said, thank you, God, because this is just perfect. He said, thank you for the gift. And I said, I'm sorry we gave you a different letter. Today we brought the right letter. It's in his bag. So we are hoping he brings it back on Monday or we can write another one. So thank you so much for praying because, and I thank God because so far I've not got any bad reaction to that because I was thinking maybe the parents will bring back the Bible or say something or do. But so far, just one of the friends did, you know, in Japan, there's this exchange of gifts. I don't know, it's called what Joyce told me, or Kaishi or something. So one of the friends also made a gift for Joyce, and the mother also wrote a letter, and nothing but she'll say, thank you for the gift. They also gave us a gift, and I just began to explain to Joyce, this is not our culture to gift and expect gifts back. So don't wait that your friends should give me. In fact, don't tell them about it, that they should give back gifts to you. And it's like the teachers are just so concerned, and because they are noticing every day we are bringing gifts. And I think it was on Wednesday, one of the teachers began to talk to Joyce. I came to pick Joyce. I don't know if this teacher saw me or not, because you have to stand and wait for the child to prepare to come. And they are usually outside, especially these days. So she began talking to Joyce, and I'm standing there and waiting, and I'm not sure if she's seeing me or not, because Joyce needs to go and prepare. We go home. But I didn't know she was asking Joyce about the gift. She asked Joyce, what are these gifts you're giving your friends? What's inside? And you know, Joyce is innocent. She's saying, we've put their Bible. We put their... And I'm saying, the teachers will start gossiping, you know, because they talk. So I told her, anyway, she asked you, and I didn't tell you not to say what we've put in. I'd rather you just say a gift and a letter. But she already said a Bible. So the teachers know, because after we left, I saw her talking to Joyce's class teacher, and I knew that's what she's telling her. What are you putting for the children? So thank you so much for praying. So one other thing, I thought I would also give to the teachers who've taken care of Joyce. But now that's another difficult task again, because I don't know if Hoikuen teachers are allowed to receive presents from parents. So I said on Friday, I was so nervous. I said, I can't approach the school directly, so I'll make a telephone call and inquire. So I called on Friday, so nervous. And I just said, Joyce has enjoyed her time in the Hoikuen, and I'm just thinking to gift the teachers who specifically took care of her from, I can't remember the first class, the teacher, but from the second one, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. I said I want to give a present to the teachers. So whoever received said, oh, Joyce, you know, kasa, o kuchita kerei, you know, you can just say by mouth. So I took it to mean it's not allowed. You can just say thank you, and that's enough. But I think as he explained more, he thought, no parent needs to incur any cost just to say thank you to the teachers, because probably they are paid, so you don't have to appreciate them. But I just told him, if it's not dame, then I really want to appreciate, to buy them a gift, because I had prepared to do that. Oh, he said, that's kimochi. That's so kind of you. And so he said, it's so kind of you. You can do that. And then I asked him, can I just give the gifts directly to the teachers, or better, I just bring to the office and you will give them? Then he said, maybe you may not find the teachers every day, so if you can bring the office, we will give them. And I just said, thank you, God, because I'm planning to put a Bible for them and just, of course, say thank you to them and tell them I have a small present for you. I put in the office. Please take it. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for praying for me, and pray for the teachers. I don't want the teachers to imagine that they need to give me back the gift. So I am planning to do it on Tuesday, just giri-giri as we go home. Because they may feel guilty. It's a Japanese culture. When you receive a gift, you know, you have to pay something back, 70% or something. But I don't want them to think about that. They've already seen I'm giving presents to the children, and only one of the children brought back the gift. So I just want them to know it's just an appreciation, a true appreciation. Because I don't know, the teachers earn salary, but I don't know how many of them are personally appreciated for the work they do. Like, we have pictures of Joyce's specific teacher of every class. Like, maybe when she was 3 years old, the teacher was wearing her the birthday crown, and I got that picture and printed. I want to give the teacher and just say, thank you. You took care of Joyce 3 years ago, and we really want to appreciate you for that. So thank you very much for that. And so I'll be doing that on Tuesday. Please pray for me and giving the remaining gifts tomorrow and Tuesday for the children. And then I have a prayer request. You know, it's winter, and normal daycare, there is common cold. Children are always catching infections, normal infections. But now there is corona, and it's like now just mixed up, and if you're sick, you just scare people away. So Hoi Quen has been very kind to me, because Joyce is always coughing and running nose, almost all the time. Just 2 or 3 days, she'll be off medicine, and then she'll be back. Especially now, I've been trying to put her on medicine every time she has that. But the Hoi Quen is good enough, because the rule just says if the child has fever, they have to stay away. So without fever, the child can stay in school, and it has really helped me. Because she's coughing, she doesn't have fever, 2 or 3 days, she recovers. But then on Friday, I received a call from Jidokan, because Joyce will finish school on Tuesday. So from Wednesday, she has to go to Jidokan, which is the place within the primary school she'll be joining. So she will stay there for about a week. After the entrance ceremony, then she can start going to primary school. But even after that, the primary school usually will end at maybe midday, and they have to go to Jidokan still. So the Jidokan staff called me on Friday and told me, Joyce Nokasan, we have so many restrictions we want to tell you. I said, what are they? First of all, the child has to wear, Hoi Quen, they don't wear masks. Okay, they don't, they just go. First of all, your child has to wear a mask every day. Secondly, if she has anything, whether a running nose, a cough, anything, we will not let her come into the Jidokan. Okay. In fact, if you also have a cough or a running nose, even if Joyce is fine, we won't let her stay if you are having any of those symptoms. So check her fever every morning, but even if she doesn't have fever, but she has any of these things associated with cold, she can't come in. And I just said, okay. I just accepted it, but it's a very tough condition for me, because if Joyce has a running nose and she's not sick, and she has to stay at home, we just have nowhere else to take her, and it just means I can't work. So please pray for us. This corona thing is just causing so many complications which were not there before. And I'm just praying that God can keep us in good shape, at least until this corona period ends, because my work doesn't let me just... Of course, my boss is very kind. I'm sure he will let me stay at home for the sake of those rules. I already told him on Friday. I had a meeting with him on Friday. And after they called me, I told him that the Jidokan has given me this rule, and you know, I hope no one else to take care of Joy. So we will have to stay at home if she has any of these symptoms. But we are really praying. So please pray for us that God will help us to stay healthy and strong, so that these things that complicate her staying in the Jidokan will not be there. And also, just we are just hoping to have the entrance ceremony the following week, and then she can start primary school. So. Sorry for too much talk. Thank you.